The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 28th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. The appearance of the angel was like lightning, and its clothing was white as snow. For fear of the angel, the guards shook and became as if dead. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who is crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you.'" So the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
Amen. What do you see this morning? Think about it just for 1 second. What do you see? You see sunlight coming through the windows? You see people talking and smiling at the Easter breakfast downstairs? You see children laughing and playing practical jokes on each other? You see people eating and sharing food with one another? Was blind, but now I see. What else do you see? You see your anxiety about if you're going to have a job or not this time next year. You see your fear about not being there enough with your kids. You see your grief about having lost a loved one recently. You see your anger and sadness about how broken and unjust the world is. What else do you see this Easter morning? You know, the Easter story is perhaps the most famous story of all of the Christian stories. And one that many of us, if you grew up in the church, can recount at least in part from our childhood. And for many of us, I would guess the part of this Easter story that we focus on most is the resurrection, right? The new life, the theme of new beginnings. And this part of the story we focus on in resurrection is something that is very, very important. Jesus leaving the tomb, coming again. And certainly this is what we lift up today. But do we lift up more than just that? Connected with all these things, are we lifting up today maybe that of seeing? Here's a question. What and why did the women come to the tomb? Why on earth would they go to the tomb? Well, the Sunday school answer that many of us maybe know is that, well, they had spices, right? They were going to go and prepare the body, rub the body with different ointments. And that is the case in the Gospel of Mark, in the Gospel of Luke, and in the Gospel of John. But we, this year, are in the Gospel of Matthew. And this is not a part of the story of the Gospel of Matthew. Notice that the women here are not carrying any spices. For it reads, "After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb." See the tomb. Well, in addition to this, interestingly enough, in chapter 27, the chapter before this, when Jesus is being buried by Joseph and laid in the tomb, Matthew writes this: "So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in clean linen cloth and laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. He then rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite of the tomb." So why on earth were these women concerned about watching the tomb? What did these women see? Perhaps they saw the fear and the stillness of death. They saw the abuse of governmental power and the mob mentality taken to the extreme in Jesus' death. They saw the fear of Jesus' body being taken, so there had to be guards posted to not let anybody through. Now, I'm going to be very honest here as a male. These women disciples got it. These women disciples saw something that the 11 male disciples simply did not. Point blank. They saw something when another woman came into the house and spread perfume over Jesus, anointing his body for burial. They saw something in Jesus' words, "But I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man raise again." They saw something different from the male guards after the earthquake, the guards who became, quote, like dead men. Well, in addition to this, it's interesting to see the women's response to the earthquake and the stone being rolled away. You know, it's kind of ironic, isn't it? There are these guards that are trained for war that become like dead men because they are so paralyzed by fear. And yet there really is no description immediately after how Mary and Mary feel about seeing this event happening. And the angel, when the angel greets them, the angel uses a very traditional greeting found throughout all Scripture. "Do not be afraid." It's a marker that's used when God is speaking or an angel is speaking. "Do not be afraid." But yet, there is no indication that the women are afraid. In verse 8, it says they leave the tomb quickly with, quote, "fear and great joy." Yet, and this is my translation kind of geekiness coming through, the Greek word that's translated here as fear, phobo, which is where ironically we get the name Phoebe, if any of you are Friends fans. Phobo is, it means fear, yes, but it's not the boogeyman kind of fear. It's the kind of fear that you get when you are on the edge of the Grand Canyon, or when you are on the edge of a mountain, looking at the valley stretched beyond you. It's a fear of smallness. It's a fear and response to, wow, this world is so vast and so great. So actually a better translation would be the women left with awe and joy. So yet again, The women got it. They did not see ultimate fear like the male guards, but instead were in awe of the work of God transforming. So for me, these women are absolutely inspirational to this resurrection story and point of value of seeing. Was blind, but now I see. So how does Easter make us see differently? You know, this message of Easter, I think, can become maybe a little bit trivialized. You know, we go to resurrection, right? The new life. Jesus rose again, so now the world must be okay, right? Except, well, things aren't okay in the world. And certainly Jesus has risen again, hallelujah, but suffering still exists today. War still exists today. Climate change, corporate greed, hunger, disease, all exist today as well. So what does this mean? Does this mean that Jesus' resurrection was all for naught? Or that God's work didn't affect everything in this world? Well, maybe we need to take a cue from the women disciples and see things in a different way. Maybe it requires us to see resurrection, new life, hope, and fear differently. What do the women see conquered in this story, I wonder? Well, I propose this. I see the women seeing fear being conquered. Paralyzing fear that gripped these guards no longer affected these women. It had been transformed in them to an awe, a reverence, a respect. And because of what they saw, fear was now temporal. Fear now had a different place. This, I believe, is the true story about Easter. For we no longer have to see fear as fully taking over. It can give us courage to enter into fear without fear. Now, what do I mean by this? Well, resurrection doesn't erase fear. Resurrection doesn't erase fear, but it transforms it. Fear, of course, is a natural human emotion that needs to be valued and respected as such, but it doesn't have to rule us. God calls us, frees us to see things differently. Take, for example, the cross. What was once a symbol of power, of fear, of brutal governmental power and death is now transformed into life and promise. It depends on what you see. That's what the women saw over 2,000 years ago, and what we can see today, too. Will there continue to be evil in our world today? Will we continue to feel fear, real fear, and anger and sadness over the way that we would like the world to be versus what it is? Yes. But it's because of the power of Jesus Christ rising again, God's love and radical work in this world, that today we don't have to see fear as final. Our hope is to lean on each other, to see, to reflect God's love in the places that absolutely need it most. Sometimes that place is in our own hearts. Our hope is in what we see. That's the Christian life that we walk, isn't it? That's the hope that we share today. Thank God were the women who got it, who didn't give up on seeing God's work transform the world. And may we have the courage this Easter to do the same. Was blind, but now